As an ice cream lover, vanilla is one of those flavors that's just always going to hit the spot. It's comforting and nostalgic, and it goes well with whatever mood I'm in. But sometimes vanilla can be a little boring, if you catch my drift. Sometimes I'm in the mood for chocolate or cookie dough or maybe something wacky, like pistachio if I'm feeling frisky. Whether it's a midnight snack or an afternoon delight, my friends at adamandeve.com can get you the right flavor for whatever mood you're in. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. But that's not all. When you select your one free item, you'll also get a free kit that includes an item for him, something special for her, and something we know you'll both enjoy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. Just enter offer code Abby, A-B-B-Y, at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby, code Abby.
The Burt Show.
All right, so Romeo is feeling a certain way about Valentine's Day this year and single because he just had a breakup. Before we even get into that, though.
Yeah.
And I do want to talk to you about that.
No, not at all.
Super interesting that, like, I'm a big old believer that your phones are listening to you, man. Your phones are listening to you. Instagram is listening to you. YouTube is listening to you. And there is nothing anybody can say to me to make me think not. We will have the most random conversations in studio. And we all have our phones in here. And before you know it, I'll pick up my phone at the end of the show. And I've got ads for some random stuff that we're talking about, right? So Romeo was on yesterday. And he was talking to us about what essentially turned out to be his lack of progress because his fear of failure, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You might want to recap that.
I don't want you to see failure. No,
not you, Casey.
Yeah, yeah. So, so I want to start doing, like, just a streaming. I want to start streaming on Twitch. And the idea of pursuing that after trying to pursue, like, YouTube and trying to pursue acting, it just gets into my head. And I felt like it was just, like, it's almost this little voice where it's telling me, like, you can't do this, you can't do this. But yeah, we came to the, oh, at least you kind of hinted at me and then it just clicked on me that the bigger picture is that I have a huge fear of failure. And it's exactly what you said. I dabble into all these creative things that I want to do, but I never fully dive in because of that fear. And I back out of those things because I can't fail if I don't do them.
Mm-hmm.
You come up with these great plans, but never follow through with execution.
Right. And it's exactly what you said. Like, I have these, like, blueprints of mm-hmm. what I want to do and how to follow them. And then I get there and I it's almost this fear that, and I get scared and I don't know how to do it. And so it's just, it always stops me.
And I think a lot of people live that way,
mm-hmm.
that they let their fear consume them. So they never really end up pursuing things they want, relationships that they want, jobs that they want, and they live a small life. And yeah. I just don't want that for you, right?
Yeah.
But either way, so I get in the car this morning, and I've told you guys the first thing I do in the morning on the way to work is I listen to these, like, cheesy motivational speeches or montages, right? And the one that comes on this morning is all about, like, defeating your fear of failure. And I sent it to Romeo, and it's just the first 30 seconds of it.
I don't want you to see failure as a disease. I want you to see it as a currency. I want you to know that there are lessons that you learn and you gain wisdom in the lesson. You gain a deeper understanding of the power of your future. There are things you will be able to buy in your future with the currency of failure, with the lesson that you learned.
And I sent it to him this morning, but that was no coincidence, dude. That was supposed to be for you. You just got the wrong phone.
Yeah, no, it definitely, since yesterday, I feel like it just hit me. And it was just this weird thing where it's just like, oh, I'm just going to do it. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just going to log in onto Twitch and just stream and see where it goes. And
did you do it yesterday?
I did not. No, but I set up everything. Like, I set up the camera. I set up the lighting. I set up the microphone. And I tested it out. So I know it works. Mm-hmm. So it's just really about hitting start and stream and doing it. And it's really just putting the action into what my goals are, really. And that's just the thing that I'm so afraid of. And
take
I
that
just
first like, step, man.
Okay, you had everything set up. When are you going to hit start?
Hopefully tomorrow.
What's wrong with today?
Why hopefully?
I don't know.
And what's wrong with today?
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess I could do it today.
This is what we're talking about right here.
You got time, right?
You're right. I don't think tomorrow and then tomorrow's going to come.
I'm not trying to put you on the spot. I don't want to make you uncomfortable because I want you to do what you want to do. I do feel like you need a little bit of a nudge and a little bit of a push. And I think that's kind of Bert's way of, like, he was nudging you by sharing that clip with you. So write it down. Exactly when you want to start. Don't in your head have a hopefully, like right now, verbally, when are you going to hit start on Twitch?
Okay. Well, you know what? We'll do it today.
Today at what time?
Yes.
2 p.m.
2 p.m.
Come on now.
Yeah.
I love it.
2 p.m.
That's what we're talking about. Okay.
2 p.m. 2 p.m.
Now, while I know Twitch, and we have a Twitch channel, is this something that you can do privately for your first one? Because I know that when people come to me with podcasts, I tell them, do it privately, cut a couple, don't ever let anybody hear it. So there is absolutely no pressure to cut your first or second one. Get a feel of it. Mm-hmm. And then, because you're going to suck. And then when you're a little bit better and you feel comfortable behind a camera or whatever, then let people see it. So can you cut that today as almost like practice phone? Nobody can see it? Or should you just cut your own video?
I guess it would have to be the video because I know like yesterday when I kind of gave myself a little plug, it like I got like 12 followers like off the bat. So like I know now that if I would have hit like start streaming, it would notify them. So like I think there would be maybe like two people in there, but out of those 12, but
yeah
it would still be kind of, I think it would just be, I think the idea of it sounds uncomfortable, but I just got to get through it.
Just you know what I mean?
Today, yes. 2 p.m.
2 p.m.
You're go for it.
All right.
There is no tomorrow, man. Today.
We're doing it today.
Do your thing. Okay. All right. We'll talk to you about Valentine's Day another time. Probably right after Valentine's Day.
No.
My feelings.
We'll get it in before V-Day. The Bert Show.